Reading from Chaitanya Bhagavat, Chapter 3. Lord Vishnubhar manifests his Varaha form in the house of Murari and his meeting with Nityananda. So in Chapter 2 we discuss the beginning of the Sankirtan movement. After Lord Chaitanya returned from initiation in Gaya by Ishwarpuri, he was a transformed personality. He closed his Sanskrit school and he started associating with the Vaishnavas and becoming very humble and serving them. And he was exhibiting different symptoms of ecstasy and love of God and separation. And everyone was appreciating him, but they still weren't sure of his godhood. They thought he was an ecstatic Siddha Mahatma. And that then they finally came to know. He revealed first to Srivas Acharya in his house. Srivas Thakur was doing puja to Lord Nrisimhadev one morning. And Vishnubhar came and kicked down the door and said, "Who you are worshipping? Who are you worshipping, Srivas? I am that person. I am God. I am Vishnu. I am Sarvatari. Do you doubt it?" And then Srivas came to understand that he is actually the Lord. That Vaitacharya was begging the Lord to come, and that is the Lord that came. And he alleviated all the fears of Srivas. There was some rumor being spread that the Muslims were sending a boatload of soldiers to throw Srivas and his family, lock them all up and throw their house in the Ganga because they were disturbing everyone with the Sankirtan performance, which Vishnubhar was taking part in. So then Vishnubhar said, "I'll kill that guy and I'll destroy him. See him try to do anything to me." And then, of course, he showed his power by blessing Narayani, the daughter of Srivas' brother, and she fell unconscious chanting the name of Krishna. And Narayani's child, you know who Narayani's son was? Who was the son of Narayani? Vrindavan Das Thakur. So his mother got the full mercy of Lord Chaitanya. But even though Srivas was revealed as Srivas, the divinity of Vishnubhari, he told her to keep it quiet. He said that he forbade him from revealing his confidential manifestation. So now this is Chapter 3, Chaitanya Bhagavat, Vrindavan Das Thakur Virvyas Ki Jai. So now, because we are saying the tattva is that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is a Sarvavatari, means all the avatars are within Lord Chaitanya. Das Avatar, Keshavadrita Mina Sharira, Shukara Rupa, Narahari Rupa, Das Avatar. And the Nrisimha is within him, Varaha is within him, Matsya, everyone, all the avatars are within him. He's Narayan, he's Vishnu, he's Ram, he's Krishna. And so that's the tattva, that's the truth, that's the spiritual truth. Now what's the lila, what's the proof, what's the evidence? So then the evidence are his various pastimes where he showed that he's all these different avatars. So one person's house he showed Varaha, and another person's house he showed Sadbuj. In Puri, to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, he showed a Sadbuj Rup. And in Godavari, on the banks of Godavari River, to Rai Ramananda, he showed that he was combined Sri Krishna, Chaitanya, Radha Krishna Nahi Anya. He was not different than Radha and Krishna. He showed, coming from his body, was Radharani on one side and Krishna on the other side. Then they were two, and then they became one. So he saw this, and he fainted in ecstasy, understanding that Mahaprabhu was Rasaraj Mahabhav, Rasaraj Sri Krishna, Mahabhav Sarupini, Radharani, one golden form. And he showed his Nrisimha Rupa, and so many Rupas, so everyone could be convinced. Like someone might say, "Well, I'm a great yogi," and I say, "Well, prove it." "Well, okay, watch me." And I walk on water and I create gold in my hand and do all kind of fly in the sky and do things. So then people say, "Oh, you're a big yogi." So this Chapter 3 describes Vishnubhara's ecstatic mood and manifesting Varaha Rup to Murari Gupta in his house. And then there's some descriptions of the characteristics of Nityananda. Because Nityananda, maybe even before the birth or right after the birth of, I suppose right after the birth of Nimai Pandit, Nityananda went on pilgrimage, just like Balaram went on pilgrimage. During the Battle of Kurukshetra, and before that, Balaram went on pilgrimage all around India because he didn't want to take part in the battle. Because he had trained Duryodhana in club fighting, and he also trained Bhima. So he didn't want to take sides in one student against the other. So, and he didn't want to get involved. This was Krishna's Leela. His Kurukshetra Leela was Krishna's arrangement. So then he went on pilgrimage all around. So the Nityananda was Balaram. He also went on pilgrimage all over India. Of course, he came to Vrindavan. And he went all over Vrindavan. He went to Nityanandavat. It's called Nityanandavat. Or Shringharvat near Radha Damodar. And he stayed there. And then when he was there, he could understand that when Lord Chaitanya was about 20 years old, he started the Sankirtan movement. We got those details. Remember those details we got? Jagannath Mishra died when Lord Chaitanya was between 15 and 17. Then he married Lakshmi Priya when he was 18, and Vishnu Priya when he was 19. And then he was initiated by Ishwarpuri when he was 20 years old. And that's when he went to do the Pinda. Anywhere from 3 to 5 years after his father's demise, he did Shraddh ceremony in Pinda. You can do Pinda and Gaya at any time after your parents die. You don't have to do it immediately. I mean, immediately you do different rituals and right wherever you live. But going to Gaya is like a pilgrimage, going to see the lotus feet of Gadadhar Vishnu. There's one form of Vishnu called Gadadhar, Lord Gadadhar, is Vishnu Roop. And apparently he appeared in Gaya and stood on one rock. He stood on that rock and he left his footprints there. Gadadhar Charan. And so people go there and do puja, and it's a very important place for Shraddha or Pinda. So then he was about 20 years old when he started the Sankirtan movement, 20, 21. It was only a few years, because at 24 he took sannyas. So he was revealing his godhood from the age of 20 onward, or 21, 2 or 3 years in Mayapur and Navadvip. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was revealing his godhood, that he was a Swayam Bhagavan, non-different from Krishna. So until, waiting for that to happen, then Nityananda went on pilgrimage for those 20 years. And when he was in, when Nityananda was in Vrindavan, at Shringharvat, he could understand by inner spurti that Mahaprabhu had manifested his Sankirtan movement, which he wanted to take part of. And then he returned, but Nityananda hid himself in Nandanacharya's house, and he wanted to see if he's God, he'll be able to find me. So that description is here. And also Vishnubhar's wonderful dream. He had a wonderful dream. He described it to his devotees. And then the Lord entered the mood of Baladev. Of course, Baladev also expands from Krishna. Krishna's first expansion in terms of Sandini. Krishna has three Shaktis within him. All Shaktis are within him, but they're categorized in three. Sandini, Sambini, and Ladini. And when he wants to expand his Sandini into a form, his Sandini existence potency becomes Baladev. And when he wants to expand his Ladini into a form, she becomes Radharani. And the Samvit or knowledge potency is he himself, Vasudev Krishna. And then Baladev expands in Chaturvyuha, so that there's Vasudev Krishna. There's Vasudev, who's Krishna. Then there's Sankarshan, who's Balaram. And Pradyumna and Aniruddha. And those are, of course, Krishna's children, or children and grandchildren. Pradyumna's son is Aniruddha. Pradyumna's his son. So he was in a mood of Baladev, and Baladev often drinks madhupan. He drinks wine, he gets intoxicated, and calls the Yamuna over here. Hey, come here, I'll scratch you on my plow. That pastime's in Bhagavatam. So he was in the mood, he was crying for wine, give me madhupan. So someone filled up some water in a pot and gave it to him. So we can begin this chapter praying to the lotus feet of Vrindavan Das Thakur to bless us with divine revelation of these sweet pastimes and beautiful intimate teachings of the Lord. And pray to our Guru Varg and our beloved Guru and Param Guru and Paraguru, Srila Prabhupada and Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj, and Bhaktivinoda Thakur, that we can understand something of these transcendental pastimes of Vedavyas, Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur. Because this is the Bhagavatam for Kali Yuga. Sometimes Gaudiya Vaishnavas say that. They say the Bhagavatam for Dwapara Yuga was Srimad Bhagavatam. For the first 4,500 years of Kali Yuga, that was the Bhagavatam. But now, this is the Bhagavatam for the next 9,500 years. We study both, of course. But many Gaudi Vaishnavas, because I know some Gaudi Vaishnavas that do Bhagavat Saptaha, Chaitanya Bhagavat Saptaha. One of them lives here, actually. He's an Aryan Vaishnava, and he goes here and there and does Chaitanya Bhagavat Saptaha. And he's very adamant about it. He says, Nityam Bhagavat is Savior, means Chaitanya Bhagavat. Nashtya Prayeshu Bhadreshu Nityam Bhagavat is Savior. Bhagavat Yutamashalake Bhakti Bhavati Nashtaki. So you study this Chaitanya Bhagavat, and you become Nishta. Nishta and Bhakti. Steady, strong, convinced, firm, unwavering, solid, strong, fixed in Bhakti. And all the abhadrani, all the craziness and inauspiciousness and lust, anger, greed, all the abhadrani and aparas and ignorance will go from the heart by daily study of Chaitanya Bhagavat. And it is a fact, because the majority of Gaudiya Vaishnavas, they're Bengalis. And they can't tackle the Sanskrit of Srimad Bhagavatam. And they don't know English, so they can't tackle the English either. So they tackle the Bengali. So they read Bengali, they read Bhagavatam every day religiously, in that mood of Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. Jaya 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 Sarva Prana Natha Vishambar Jaya Nityananda Garadhara Ishvara. All glories to Vishambar, the beloved of Lord of all. All glories to Nityananda Garadhara. Jaya Jaya Dvaitadi Bhaktera Adina Bhakti Dana Diya Prabhu Udaraha Adina. All glories to the Lord who is controlled by his devotees, headed by Advaita. O Lord, please award me your devotional service and deliver this humble servant. Advaita Adi Bhaktera Adina. Adina means fallen. A very nice prayer by Siddhanta Saraswati, he says. He rephrases this. I, Vrindavan Das, or whoever Das, or Dasi, just put in your own name. I, Madhumangal Das. I, Shyamala Dasi. I, Kalyani Dasi, etc. I'm extremely fallen. O Lord Vishambar, please awaken my propensity for service and deliver me from the propensity for material enjoyment. Your servants, headed by Sri Advaita, have conquered you through devotional service. All glories unto you again and again. He Mata Navadvipe Goranga Sundar Bhakti Suke Base Lai Sarvaparikar Goranga Sundar. So many unlimited names are Goranga. Gorachandra, Gorasundar, Goranga Sundar. In this way, Sri Gaurasundar floated in the ocean of devotional happiness. Bhakti Suke Bhase. Bhase means floating. The Lord is floating in the ocean of being a devotee. Ocean of devotional happiness. It's nice. Where is that ocean? I want to jump in it. Radhakunda is that ocean. Anywhere where you have service, a guru is an ocean. Bhakti Suke Bhase Lai. I want to take that Sarva Parikar. Gaurasundar, Gauranga Sundar. He's translating it as Gaurasundar, but it says Gauranga Sundar. Why you can't just say Gauranga Sundar? Is it so difficult? Gaurasundar is one name, but Gauranga Sundar. Gaurasundar is his kanti, his gaura, his beautiful golden body is very beautiful. But Gauranga means his, every limb. Gauranga, every golden limb, Gauranga Sundar, every limb of his golden body, his fingers, his feet, his angali, his padangali, is beautiful, attractive, charming, enchanting. Gauranga Sundar floated in an ocean of devotional happiness. Where did he find that ocean? In the company of his associates. So if you want to float in an ocean of devotional happiness, you have to find a group of devotees. Right? Then, Lai Sarva Parikar. In Sarva Parikar, his own associates, Parikar, all the associates, when you get together with a group of devotees, then you can Bhakti Suke Bhase, float in an ocean of happiness. And if you want to drown in an ocean of distress, then associate with your Janma Parikar. Your Janma, you know what your Janma Parikar is? It means your birth family. Janma Parikara. Mama, Papa, Masi, Mama, Jiju. So this is a difference. And then when you're with these people, you'll be so distressful and so much in anxiety. You'll be thinking, let me out of here. When can I get out of here? And then you say, can I go? And they say, no, you have to be more distressed. We haven't beaten you up enough. We have to put you more in distress. You're not drowning in distress yet. We have to give you some more distress. Pranahena sakala sevaka apanar Krishna bali kandegala darya sabar. All the Lord's servants were like his very life. He cried while holding their necks and chanting the name of Krishna. So much prema. Can you imagine the master of some, or boss in some business, holding the necks of his employees and crying in ecstasy? Usually he's whipping his employees or beating them or firing them with harsh words. You stupid, you jerk, this, that. And you can imagine the boss saying, do you know that my employees are my very life? Pranahena sakala sevaka apanar. The sevakas, those who do seva apanar, they're his. Sakala, all the sevites, they're his pran, his life force. If you take away the pran, what happens? You're dead. D-E-A-D. Dead. So he's saying that I'm dead. God is saying, Gauranga Sundar, Gaura Sundar, Vishwambar is saying, I'm dead without my sevites. If I don't have my sevites, I'm dead. Krishna Bali Kande Gala Dharya Savar. He was holding on to everyone. Purport. Gaura Sundar, the Supreme Lord and life of all living entities, conquered his devotees as most intimately related with him, and would hold their necks and cry due to feelings of separation from Krishna. He would hold their necks because otherwise he would collapse on the ground due to the pressure of separation. He would just collapse. His legs would fail. His legs would give away. And so he was holding on to their necks for support. Just like if someone can't walk, they put one arm around your neck and another arm and they walk along and slow, like a walker, a human walker. They have these walkers and people can't walk, right? These metal contraptions. They call them walkers. So some people hold on to their, like this. Dekhiya prabhura prema sarva dasagan chatur dike prabhu vedi karaye krandan. On seeing the Lord's love, all the devotees surrounding the Lord cried. You love me, I love you. You're holding onto my neck and crying in love for me, then how will I respond? If I have any love, I will cry for you also. Dekhiya Prabhu, Prema Sarva Dasagan. The Dasagan, that's a nice way. Sometimes they say Bhaktagan. Vrindavan Das Thakur sometimes says Bhaktagan or Vaishnavgan. Sometimes he says Bhagavatgan, remember? He's saying Bhagavatgan, the group of people that worship the Bhagavat. Or the group of people that worship Bhagavan or the Bhagavat, because we also worship the Bhagavat. Bhagavatam or Bhagavat and Bhagavan are one. The Bhagavatam is Bhagavan Sarup, Krishna Sarup. He says Bhagavat Gan, Shishya Gan. Here he says Dasa Gan. That's for the group of servants. Sarva Dasa Gan. Dasa Gan. All the group of all his servants, Deki Prabhu, when they saw Prabhu, Vishwambar Prabhu, when they saw his love, Chatur Deki Prabhu Bedi Karaye Krandan. The Vedi, he was apparently sitting on, Vishwambar was sitting on a Vedi, like we say Ratna Vedi, some platform or some asan. And Chatur Dike means Chatur Dig. And all four directions, they were Krandan. They were Kariye. They were doing Krandan. On seeing the Lord's love, all the devotees surrounding the Lord cried. When all the devotees saw Vishwambar's ecstatic love, They also became filled with ecstasy and cried on all sides of him. So this was the original crying school. Our Gaur Govinda Swami opened a branch in Bhuvaneshwar of Gauranga's crying school. But this is the first branch was opened here. And it's not told exactly where the venue is, but it's just the Lord and his devotees are crying somewhere. Yeah, the Dasagan. Achuka dasera karya se prema dekite shuksha kashta pashanadi milaya bumite. By the sight of Vishwambar's love, even dry wood and stone melted. What to speak of his servants? Achuka dasera karya se prema dekite shuksha kashta pashandi milaya bumite. Doesn't seem like this is exactly correct translation. Shuksha means dry, kashta stones, pashanadi. Pashan? What does that mean? Pashan. I thought it means like pashandi, but this is pashanadi. Pashanadi. Pashan. Adi. Anyway, it's translated dry wood and stones melted.
They usually add Adi to like say and all, no? Etc.
Excuse me? Yeah, Adi means etc. Charidana Putra Griha Sarva Bhaktagan Aharanisha Prabhu Sange Karena Kirtan. All the devotees left aside their wealth, children and household, and engage day and night in kirtan with the Lord. So this verse 7, chapter 3, verse 7, is the Leela Vichar, or the proof of the philosophy of Gita. Philosophy of Gita, Krishna is telling Arjuna, Sarva Dharman Prityaja Mamekam Sharanam Braja Ham Tvam Sarva Papevyo Mokshe Shimimasacha. He says, don't fear, don't be afraid. Don't worry, give up all your dharmas. Sarva, your ashram dharma, your varna dharma, your griha dharma, whatever your dharma is, you give it up and surrender to me. So what does it mean, surrender? It means to engage in kirtan. Kirtan is devotional service. Shravanam, kirtan, vishnu, smaranam, parasevanam. Chari dhan, chari means to give up. Chari dhan, pucha griha, sarabhaktagan. All the devotees, the whole group of devotees, they pucha their sons, their houses, their wealth, Ahar Nisha Prabhu, day and night, Prabhu Sange Karina Kirtan. In the association of Vishwambar Prabhu, or Prabhu, their master, their Lord, their everything, they engage day and night in Kirtan. Kirtaniya Sadahari, Satatam Kirtiyantamam. Krishna is telling also in Gita, 9th chapter, Satatam Kirtiyantamam, always chant my glory. So here they are, day and night means that's always, there's nothing more than day and night. Purport. All the servants gave up attachment for their house, children, and wealth, and constantly engaged in kirtan with the Lord. Well, that would be a great fortune to be able to. If you had Lord Gauranga Sundar on one side, and your house and children and family on another side, I think it would be quite easy to give up all that to go with Gauranga and do kirtan. Wouldn't it? So beautiful, so attractive, so loving. Now there's a long group of verses here. Hailena Gora Chandra Krishna Bhakti Mai Yakkana Jerupa Shune Se Mattahai Dasya Bhave Prabhu Jabe Karena Vrodan Haila Prahar Dui Ganga Agaman Jabe Hase Tabe Prabhu Prahareka Hase Murchita Haila Prahar Reka nahi shwase, shanehayas swanubhava, dhamba karivaise, munise, iha balehase, kotagela nada buddha, jayani lamor, balayimo bhakti rasa, pratigare gare, se shane krishna re, vapre bhale khande, apanara kesha apanara paye bhande, akrura, Akrura janera shloka, padiya padiya, shane pade pritivite dandavatahaya hailena mahaprabhu jehena akrura se mata katakahe vayagela dhura maturaya chalananda rama krishna laya danar makka raja mahot savadekigya e mata nana bhave nana katakahe dekhiya vaishnava sabe anande vasai. Something like that. Tried my best. Translation. Gaurachand became completely filled with devotion to Krishna. Whenever the Lord heard any topic about Krishna, he was immediately influenced by that, and he would cry for 6 hours in the mood of a servant. It appeared that the Ganga was flowing from his eyes. When he laughed for 3 hours. When he lost consciousness, he would not breathe for 3 hours. Sometimes he would proudly manifest his opulence and laugh and say, I am he! I am he! Where is that old Nara who brought me here? Nara means nickname for Nara, Narayan, or Advaita, Mahavishnu, Narayan. I will distribute the sweet nectar of devotional service to each and every house. At that time, Vishnubhar would cry and say, Oh, Krishna, my dear. Then he would tie his legs and with his hair. Yes, he had long hair. Sometimes he would recite verses in the mood of Akrura and offer obeisances by falling flat on the ground, dandavat. While fully absorbed in the mood of Akrura, Mahaprabhu lost all external consciousness and said, O Nanda, let us go to Mathura with Balaram and Krishna to see the royal festival of the bow sacrifice, Danar Yagya of King Kansa. When the Vaishnavas saw Vishwambar speaking in his various moods, they floated in waves of ecstasy. Dekhiya Vaishnava Sava Anande Basaya. Floated in waves of ecstasy, bliss, transcendental bliss. Purport. Being fully absorbed in the service of Krishna, whenever Gaurasundar heard about Krishna's pastimes from his devotees, he immediately became absorbed in those pastimes and displayed the respective mood. He would sometimes become absorbed in the mood of a servant and shed tears for 6 hours like the flowing of the Ganga. Sometimes he remained intoxicated by laughing for as long as 3 hours. Sometimes he would remain unconscious, holding his breath for 3 hours. Sometimes he would smile, proudly manifest his opulence and exclaim, I am he. If Lord Gaurasundar reveals himself as God to the people, there is no deviation from the truth. But if demoniac offenders try to ruin themselves by accepting the statement, everyone is God, then they will never be benefited. Although in his Gaur pastimes, Lord Krishna accepted the mood of a devotee and acted as a servant by uncovering the good fortune of the living entities. He nevertheless bewildered many demoniac atheists and impersonalists by uttering statements befitting the Mayavadis. Gaurahari sometimes said, Where has that old Advaitacharya gone? After bringing me to this world from Vaikuntha, he has left me behind. Simply by his desire, I will distribute devotional mellows to each and every house. Speaking in this way, Gaurasundar tied his feet with his own long curly hair. Sometimes he cried while loudly addressing Krishna, Oh Krishna, O Bap, O Soumya, O Priya. Sometimes he lost all external consciousness and said in the mood of Akrura when he came to Braj to take Krishna to Mathura for the Danar Yagya and wrestling match of Kansa, O Nanda, let us take Ram and Krishna to Mathura where we can all see this festival called Danar Yagya. Sometimes Vishwambar fell flat like a rod to offer obeisances on the ground. The devotees became ecstatic on seeing these characteristics. Egdina varaha bhavera shloka shuni garjiya murari gari chalila apani. One day, when the Lord heard a verse glorifying Varaha, he roared loudly and went to the house of Murari. So, it's not said where he was. Possibly he was in his own house, and some devotees were reading Bhagavatam, which they would do. They would come to his house in the morning, and they would sometimes chant Kirtan together and Jagannath Mishra Bhavan, and sometimes they would recite Bhagavatam, like we do, Nityam Bhagavata Sevya. And then they would go on Nagar Sankirtan around Navadvip. So he apparently was in his house and he heard some verse from Bhagavatam, from second canto, describing Varaha Avatar. And then he became absorbed in Varaha Bhav. Antare Murari Gupta Prati Bhara Prem Hanumana Prati Prabhu Ramachandra Jain Murari Ragare Gela Sri Shachinandan Sambrame Karila Gupta Charana Vandan. Vishambar was greatly affectionate to Murari, just as Lord Ramachandra was affectionate to Hanuman. As Sri Shachinandan entered the house of Murari, Murari immediately offered him obeisances. Just as Ramachandra had heartfelt affection for Hanuman, Mahaprabhu treated Murari as an object of great love. On hearing descriptions of Varaha one day, the Lord became absorbed in the mood of Varaha and came to the house of Murari while roaring loudly. So apparently he was roaring like a boar. However, wild boars make quite a roar, I suppose. Now the description of this pastime. Are you ready for this? Shukara Shukara Bali Prabhu Chali Jai Stambita Murari Gupta Chaturdike Chai Vishnugrihe Pravishta Haila Vishambar Sammukhe Dekhina Jala Bhajana Sundar Varaha Akara Prabhu Haila Sekshane Swanubhave Gadu Prabhu Tulila Dashane Garje Jagya Varaha Prakashe Kura Chori Prabhupada Morastuti Kara Murari. The Lord entered the house of Murari and he called out, Shukara, Shukara! Boar, boar. Shukara means boar. Keshavadrita Shukara Rupa. The astounded Murari Gupta looked all around. Vishambar entered the Vishnu temple, wherein he saw a beautiful water pot with a spout. The Lord immediately assumed the form of Varaha. And by his own sweet will, he picked up the water pot with his teeth. The sacrificial boar grunted and manifested four hoofs. Then the Lord said, Murari, offer prayers to me. It's an astounding pastime. This beautiful golden Lord turned into a boar, a wild pig. Maybe a golden pig. Gaurahari suddenly rushed towards Murari's house. We entered the Vishnu temple while calling out, Boar! Boar! Suddenly roaring and on hearing the roaring and words, Shukara! Shukara! From Gaurasundar, Murari could not understand what was happening. When he saw a large water pot within the Vishnu temple, Gaurasundar picked it up with his teeth. At that time, Murari saw him as a roaring, four-legged sacrificial boar. Rahadev is an incarnation of Vishnu. So for Gaurasundar to display the form of his Varaha incarnation was proper. A Mayavadi should not misunderstand from this that when a conditioned soul is freed from ignorance, he is able to exhibit such moods of the Supreme Lord in imitation of the Lord. In order to disrespect those deceitful hellish persons who are cheated in this way by considering themselves Vishnu, Lord personally exhibited these pastimes for their bewilderment. The eternally averse atheists fall into illusion by imitating these activities of the Lord without understanding the characteristics of the Lord. So, it's a little difficult for someone to become exhibit their pig form. If you meet some Mayavadi, he says he's God, then he says, can you show me your pig form? The covered incarnation, Channa Avatar, Sri Gaura Sundar, kept his own identity secret, even from his own devotees. Such two-legged, he's saying these imitators, Mayavadis, such two-legged animal Mayavadis can never exhibit four legs. In some future life, however, they will become four-legged, still-eating animals. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Ki, Jai. So he's saying, these Mayavadis say, I am God, Namo Narayan, I am Narayan, I am God. So Lord Chaitanya is also saying, I am Narayan, he's Narayan. But he's showing his four-legged Varaha incarnation. So you're a Narayan, you're a Mayavadi, you say you're God, so you please show us. So Bhaktisiddhanta is saying, they can't show in this life, but maybe in the future life when they become pigs, they can show their four-legged form, still eating animals. Sri Chaitanya Dev exhibited the four legs of his Varaha incarnation. And if an insignificant living entity tries to imitate his pastimes, it is simply ludicrous. So that's a good challenge. Our Lord Gauranga, he showed his Varaha avatar. So you say you're God. Can you show me your Varaha avatar? Oh, not right now. Some other time. Stabdahaila Morari Apurva Darashan Kibali Ve Morari Na Aiseva Danan Vadan. Seeing this unprecedented sight, Morari became stunned. He was unable to find any words to speak. In other words, he was speechless. Stabda means he was stunned like a kumba, like a pillar. Prabhupale bola bola kichu bhaya nani etadina nahi jana muni e tani. Prabhu said, speak up, bolo bolo kichu bhaya nahi, don't be afraid. All these days you did not know that I am here. Kampita marari kahi kari aminati. To me say, Janaha Prabhu, Tomara Jaistuti. Murari trembled. He was really afraid. Lord saying, don't be afraid. He was very afraid. And he humbly spoke, O Lord, only you know your glories. On seeing the Varaha form of the Lord, Murari Gupta trembled out of fear and spoke as follows, O Lord, I am incapable of properly offering you prayers. Only you yourself can do so. When Murari became hesitant to offer prayers, and especially when he became frightened on seeing that gigantic Varaha form, Lord Vishambhar told him that he had no cause of fear. So many days you did not know who I am? Actually, I am the fountainhead of all Vishnu incarnations, Sarva Avatari. When the topics of the Lord's exhibition of these pastimes were made known in this world, then everyone understood that Lord Gaura Sundar is the Supreme Lord. Although the Lord brought these pastimes into the world through the vision of his associate devotees, even those who had firm faith in the Lord's associates could understand Sri Chaitanya as non-different from Krishna and as the source of all incarnations. And they recorded those pastimes of the Lord for the benefit of their descendants like myself. Ananta Brahmanda Jahar Ekka Fane Dari Sahasra Bhadana Haya Jare Stuti Kare Tabo Nahi Paya Anta Se Prabhu Kai Tomara Staviteyara Ke Samarta Hai. Lord Ananta, who holds unlimited. Well, this is actually, these are the prayers of Murari Gupta. He said, Lord Ananta, who holds unlimited universes on one of his hoods, constantly glorifies you, Vishwambar, with his thousand mouths. Yet he himself admits that he has not reached the end. Therefore, who else is capable of glorifying you? Even the Vedas, Javedera Matakari Sakala Samsar Seveda Sarva Tattva Najane Tamar. Even the Vedas, whose injunctions are followed by everyone, are unable to know you in full. Jatadeki Shune Prabhu Ananta Bhuvan, Tora Loma Kupegiya, Milaya Jakan. O Lord, the unlimited universes that we see or hear about are all absorbed within the pores of your body. Hina Saranandatumi, Jekara Jakane, Baladeki Bedetaha, Janibe Kemone. You are always full of bliss, Sarananda, in whatever you do. So how can the Vedas know your activities? O eternally blissful Vishambhar, how will the limited Vedas know the topics of your variegated pastimes that you manifest at various times? The Vedas are one of the means of vision for the living entities, Shastra Chakshush, who are endowed with material knowledge and conditioned by the three modes of material nature. Yet, they are unable to describe the transcendental topics of Vaikuntha. Atteva tumi se tumare jana matra, tumi jana ile janai tora kripa patra. Therefore only you know yourself. Others can know you only if you reveal yourself to them. Spurti. Vision has to be given by the Lord. This is from the... So only one who is actually favored by the Lord can understand. Yami vaisha vrinute tena labhyas tash tasyaisa atma vrinute tanum swam. The Lord is obtained only by one whom he himself chooses. To such a person he manifests his own form. Tomara stutie mora kon adikar heta bali kande gupta kare namaskar. What qualification do I have to offer you prayers? Speaking in this way, Murari Gupta cried and offered obeisances to the Lord. Gupta vakke tushta haila varaha ishvara veda prati krodha kari balaye utar. Lord Varaha was pleased with the statements of Murari Gupta. Displaying anger toward the Vedas, Varaha spoke as follows. Hastapara mukha mora nahika lochan, e matavere more kare vidamban. Lord Varaha said, the Vedas mock me by accusing me of having no hands, legs, mouth, or eyes. Like Vedanta Sutra, they say, oh, the Lord has these nirgun, no qualities, and arupam. Kashite padaya beta prakasha anand se beta kare mora anga kanda kand. There is one wretch in Kashi named Prakashananda who cuts my body to pieces while teaching the Vedas. Vakanaye veda mora vigraha namane saranga hoila kushta tabonahi jani. He explains the Vedas, but he does not accept my form. His entire body is afflicted with leprosy, yet he does not come to his senses. It says here in the purport, although Prakashananda explains the Upanishads and other Vedic literatures, he does not accept the eternal existence of the Lord's spiritual form, Satchidananda Rupam. As a result, Prakashananda became an offender and his entire body was afflicted with leprosy. Still, his knowledge was not awakened. So, I guess Lord Chaitanya, he's telling this now, and later, of course, he went there and met him and freed him. That's in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Sarva yagya maya mora jayanga pavitra ajabhava adigaya jahara charitra. Lord Varaha said, my body is a personification of all sacrifices and therefore so pure that personalities such as Brahma and Shiva glorify its characteristics. Punya pavitrata paya jayanga parashe taha mitya bale bheta kemana sahase. By the touch of my body, purity is sanctified. So his body purifies the purity. So how can that wretch Prakashananda say that my body is false? Shunaha Murari Gupta Kahi Matasar Vedaguya Kahiye Tumara Gochar. O Murari Gupta, listen as I tell you the essence of all doctrines. I will disclose the confidential purport of all the Vedas to you. So that will be the next class. We'll hear Vishwambhara.